Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad that Karen Cortell Reisman is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. She's a good friend of mine and yours, too, whether you know it or not. She's a longtime eight-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, and that means that tells you how dedicated she is to all things small business. And she's also the president of Speak for Yourself. She's one of the great instructors and teachers and coaches on helping you put your best foot forward whenever you have to make a presentation, a speech, or any other method of delivering whatever you have on your mind to the marketplace. She's the author of a number of books and CDs and DVDs. And she's here to talk to us about something very important. Karen Cortell Reisman, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. Karen, I don't have all of your stuff in front of me because I'm on the road, as you know. Remind the audience about your books and your CDs.
My books. The first one's A Naked Truth About Giving Great Presentations. And it's a very short, I don't want to be punny, but you strip down to the very basic elements of how to put together a phenomenal presentation. And across the years, this book has been very popular. It's short, it's sweet, but it's filled with good information on how to have great content, great organization, and a phenomenal delivery of your message.
And that's what we like about what you do when you join us is you cut to the chase. You know, there's not a lot of fluff in there. And so let's talk about this X factor. You call it the naked truth about S period, E period, X period. Or the X factor, the skills that elevate your X factor. What is an X factor?
The X factor is that star quality, that special something that makes people want to shop in your business. And we gravitate to businesses like that. And I'm doing a half-day presentation to an association on Friday about this and how you can elevate your X factor, and it's perfect for small businesses. How can we make your business be the one that people want to shop at, especially at this time of year?
And these days, and so the X factor, though, it could be the way your employees treat customers. It could be the theater that you know you and I've been in small businesses where the way they go about their business is theater. And you want to go watch those guys work. Yeah.
Well, in my research, Jim, for this program I'm doing, there are three things that floated to the top. Number one, this is what elevates your X factor individually and as an organization. Number one, it's a great office culture. Let's say it's like a dental office, or it's a small business like mine. What's the culture of the organization? The second is a great team. So if you're a business of one, it's a great business of one, or if it's a great business of your team of employees or colleagues, however you want to say it. And lastly, what makes for a great X factor is a great customer base, and they all feed on each other.
Well, let's talk about culture, and then we'll do the other two maybe in the next segment.
I would love that. Well, have me back, and I'll talk about the other two.
No, we're going to do all three of these today. Tell us about the culture.
Okay, number one on the list on culture, believe it or not, good pay is number four on a list of nine items that make for great office culture. What makes for good office culture is number one on that list is appreciation for work done. And number two is feeling in on things. So if you've got a group of people working with you that just feel like it's a job and not a career, then the office culture, we sense it when we walk in. The customer senses that. But if you can feel like you can make everybody on your team feel like they're appreciated and that they're part of the decision-making process.
So it's the entire relationship that you have with your employees. If anybody's ever been to Seattle, to the Pike Place Market, where the Pike Place Fish Market is, that's a great place to see exactly what you're talking about. I've been there twice this year, Karen, and those guys you can watch these guys working with each other, throwing fish around, dealing with customers, interacting with customers. It's obvious that these guys not only do good work, but they like doing what they do, and people will stand and watch them.
Exactly. You need to like what you're doing, and if you're the leader of your office or your organization, then one thing that I'd love for you to do today is to appreciate your team more, and that increases your office culture. And mm-hmm. one thing I believe in strongly is that you praise in public, you confront in private.
Absolutely. No question. So what a lot of people don't realize, I think, and maybe it's not that they don't want to, it's just maybe they don't stop and think about it, is that this kind of treatment of your employees, like what you just said and what we were talking about a minute ago, getting your employees to feel that kind of engagement at work, this just permeates with customers, and that is part of your X factor. And that's, you know, coaches, Karen, talk about intangibles. Coaches talk about things that win games that you can't coach, that you can't, things that are byproducts of, you know, one intangible that's so powerful you win a game that's a byproduct of doing four other fundamentals. And that's what you're talking about here, isn't it?
Exactly. And so what will feed off of this is that you will begin to feel that your work is part of a career rather than just a job.
Or how about this? Maybe even you think, I think what's happening in the 21st century, Karen, are we're creating entrepreneurial employees. These are people who want to take risks and initiative with your capital. They want to have fun and feel like they've got their own little business, but inside of your business.
Well, that's really interesting you should say that, because the next thing I'm talking about in this presentation is having fun. And there's been this wild study done about
people. Karen, hold on to that thought. Okay. I want to come back to the fun part. I want to give it more time. We have to take a quick break. Give us the website, please.
My website?
Yes.
You can get there by going to my name, KarenCortellReisman.com.
And that's R-E-I-S-M-A-N. Karen with a K. I'm Jim Blassingame. 20 after. We'll be right back with Karen after these messages. Stay with us. I don't know.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.